them in verse 24. In verse 28, he reminds them. He reminds them in verse 28, ye are holy unto the Lord. I separated you, but remember, you are not separated unto Israel. You are separated unto the Lord. That's what we need to keep in mind. It is not separated unto men. We're living in a day today where those who said, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apostle, I'm of Cephas. And the same thing today, this whole idea of denomination and attracted to a man. But here, he separated them. But in verse 28, he said, we are holy or separated or set apart unto the Lord. That's one thing that we need to keep in mind, that we go outside the camp unto Him. And that's really vital, important, and you never ever need to lose sight of that. But not only that you are holy, those are the individuals, but the vessels are also. And we need to keep it. What is our assessment and our estimation of the truth that once delivered unto the saints? How do I appreciate and respect that truth? Am I holy? Am I holy in a world that's living in filthy? That holiness has become something strange and odd and weird. Am I handling the truth the same way? Is what God has opened our eyes to see in His Word, is that truth to die for? Is it that truth to live for? Or is it just, well, these are this group and this is this group? What do we understand how the Word of God is? And if we have that grasp, and if the Word of God has really power and grasp our soul, we would realize not only that we are set apart to Him, but also what we handle. That's why we need not to be casual about the Word of God. We need not to be casual about the presence of God. We need not to be casual about how we address the Lord Jesus. We need to be conscious of who He is and who we are. Because of that, there was a measure of faithfulness that what was entrusted to us in the Scripture, in the Acts, in the Epistles, these teachings, we need to add to it, we need not to take away from it. So when we come to the land, and I don't want to get into that, everything that we were delivered, gathering to the name of the Lord Jesus the Lord, it was the same. The sisters covered their heads, it was the same. Remembering the Lord Jesus and His death, it was the same. We didn't add, we didn't take away from it. These are the truths, many, many, many others. The priesthood of all the believers, that's what was delivered. That was should be all in the same way. These are practical things that we need to treasure and appreciate, but we need to be conscious. We are separated unto one who is holy. We ought to be holy because He is holy. And the things that we handle are holy things. It's the holy instrument that was given by the hand of Phineas. It was holy instrument given by the hand of Phineas, who is the great-grandfather of
the church. Yeah, the point with the vessels here is when we see it in verse 33, when they arrive in Jerusalem, was to be weighed in the house of God to see if there had been any loss of what was entrusted. So what was valuable to God, the vessels represent what was valuable to God. Was there any depreciation or any loss during the course of the journey? And the exercise here is the believer as a worker in the house of God. So we can stand that out, that we're all workers. We're all Levites. We all have been committed a trust. You know, if you look, I believe exactly what Paul is talking about is in reference to this in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, where he says, and he's speaking of his fellow laborers, but we can extend this out to all believers. Verse 1, he says, let a man so account of us as the ministers or servants of Christ, as stewards of the mysteries of God. You see, we're stewards. Something has been committed to us that we're to keep, to maintain. It's to maintain what has been committed during the course of the ministry. And then, of course, Paul says, judge nothing before the time, because verse 5, you know, everything will be brought out at the judgment seat of Christ. And I connect that with when the vessels are weighed. And then we turn to 2 Timothy, where especially emphasis is not maybe upon the apostles, but upon faithful men, or upon the faithful Christian as a whole in the last days. Paul says in chapter 1, verse 12, for which cause also I suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. And so on, verse 13, hold fast the form of sound words, or guard the sound words, guard them, which you have heard from me. And then verse 14, that good thing which was committed unto you by the Holy Ghost, which dwells in us, keep by the Holy Ghost. Keep the deposit, that good deposit that was entrusted. See, something has been entrusted to us. Will it come at the judgment seat of Christ when it's weighed, what was entrusted? There's been something pilfered, taken away. That's the point. Point of Ezra here in the passage in connection with Paul brings out in Corinthians and 2 Timothy.
The book of Ezra is a book of keeping. That's wonderful to be reminded of it. And just to have this reminder that the things you have, you are going to handle, you must have the same characteristics of it. And brethren, if we're going to handle holy things, we have to be holy. And how wonderful that the Lord has helped us this morning in whatever thoughts, and we trust that the saints have enjoyed what the Spirit of God has given us. Perhaps we can sing a short hymn. I don't want to say a short hymn, but perhaps we can sing a hymn. And the brother who would close in prayer, please give thanks for the food that will be provided. And then we will have a quick announcement before we go to lunch.